Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Chav Dalad Simeon Beis, and we're explaining the calculation of the Tekufas. Now, this is necessary to understand the point that the Chayodim is going to say. So those of you who do not enjoy calendrical calculations and mathematical calculations, I apologize, but it's important to understand this. Okay, so Tekufas Tishrei falls out either on 3 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. So in the year 2016, Tekufas Tishrei fell out October 7th at 3 a.m. The year 2017, Tekufas Tishrei fell out 365 days later, so it comes out to be October 7th, the same day of the solar year, but 6 hours more, so it's now it came out on 9 a.m. In this year, 2018, Tekufas Tishrei falls out on October 7th, 3 p.m. In the year 2019, it's going to fall out on October 7th, 9 p.m. And that's next year. Okay. We start saying Mesechta Lamotar 60 days later, which is December 5th, and we don't split a day, so we start by Maariv the night before. So in the year 2016, even though we daven Maariv before Tekufa, 60 days after the Tekufa, 60 days after the Tekufa is December 5th at 3 a.m. The Tekufa was October 7th, 3 a.m. 60 days later is 60 24-hour periods is December 5th, 3 a.m. We daven Maariv before the Tekufa, but no problem. We don't split a day. So therefore, even since I shachris and my mincha, you must insert Mesechta Lamotar. It's already after the 60 days, 60 24-hour periods, therefore Maariv as well. Now, in the year 2017, where it fell out at 9 a.m., it's very possible that we actually daven shachris, assuming you daven shachris before 9 a.m., Shmor Nesser before 9 a.m., you really daven both Maariv and shachris before this, the time that you it's required to insert. But again, we don't split the day. Now, in the year 2018, it fell out at 3 p.m. So it's very possible that you daven Maariv, shachris, and mincha before the zman of the Tekufa, 60 days after the Tekufa. And what happens in the year 2019, we'll have to talk about in a moment. Now, comes along the Chayyadim and says, if you forgot the Saint Talmud to the Bracha, the Lachas, you have to go back. If you didn't insert it, you have to insert it. But what about if you didn't insert it during this day, which really, it's not really required, Mikra didn't, because you didn't really get to the time yet, just as you don't want to split a day. So there the Chayyadim brings it from the Pri Chodesh, who says that you don't go back. So Mishabur brings this opinion of the Pri Chodesh and says that there's a strong argument to say that that's correct. So now the person therefore must be very careful to say it, because according to some opinions he must go back, and he's not yet to Shmor Nesser without it. According to Pri Chodesh, you do not need to go back, and then obviously you're not allowed to go back. So don't forget Mesechta Talmud to the Bracha on that first day. Besides, that's pretty sad if you forget it the first time. So in the year 2016, it was relevant for Maariv, that you might have, if you forgot it at Maariv, you're going to get involved in Machlokes, whether you go back. In the year 2017, it's relevant for Maariv and Shachris. In the year 2018, it can be relevant for Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha. But since it falls out at 3 p.m., and at the end of the day, the end of the halachic day, the sunset is after 3 p.m., therefore we, and some people will be davening Mincha after that, therefore everybody in Klal Yisrael starts adding it in for Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. But we could have a person who daven both, all three tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, before the time that it's imperative, and he'll get involved in a machloikis, whether he would go back. So he has to be very careful on that first day not to forget it. Okay. Maskul Matilas Arvashal Yom Samach Shachar Tekufas Tishrei V'yom HaTekufa V'chal HaSamach Yom V'yavad HaHinoim Nispalo V'shachar Talamotar. So Pri Chodesh says we calculate these 60, it's 60 24-hour periods. Lefiza Kim and Shein Tekufas Tishrei Nefelas Ela Begimel Shows Subatess Shows Belaila or Beyom. Tekufas Tishrei always falls out either at 3 or 9 a.m. or p.m. 3 or 9 p.m. So comes by Marav, always, if a person forgot it, he wouldn't have to go back. So now the Mishabura again brings this shita. The Chayon passes meeker, then you don't go back. Period. Mishabura brings some opinions that you do go back, and he says therefore do not get involved in the situation and try and avoid the whole situation. How this plays out in the year 2019, we'll talk about in the next year.